good day and a blessed Monday to you. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani and you, and we pray that you had a most blessed, refreshing, hopefully restful weekend. And today we are getting underway with a new week of programs, and we're going to be talking all about relationships, Debbie.
It is our monthly show all about relationships, and so we'd like you to weigh in and ask the questions or make comments about your most, the most important relationships in your life. We want to hear all the details if you're willing to give them to us, and maybe you could, just keep the conversation going. We want to learn and grow. I was listening to Jack and Johnette. They did such a fabulous job right before our show aired, and I was listening about their relationship. And it was very interesting. And we can learn and grow from each other. And so this is your show. It's all dedicated today for a relationship. So call in, fill those phone lines. Let's go. Ask anything. We're here to chat with you. 833-288-3986.
Well, there are some things that are certain in life. One is that if you're alive, you're breathing. And another is if you're alive, you have relationships. It could be with your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, relationship with God. We want all of our relationships to be in the best possible shape that they can be. And sometimes they need a little bit of prayer, a little bit of discussion, a little bit of tweaking here and there. So you can call about any relationship you would like. It doesn't have to be one that's on the rocks or rocky or anything. Maybe you've got just great relationships and you want to share the secret of how you do that. That's what we do on this All About Relationships show at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Speaking of relationships, Jerry, if you are listening in the Guadalupe Radio Network area in Texas and you can drive in to Dallas-Fort Worth in October, Marty and I are presenting with Lisa Jones this wonderful marriage enrichment seminar, a whole weekend long at St. Gabriel's, and there's a couple spots left, so it's going to be just packed with fun, and we're going to be learning and growing. And Michael Birchfield, our producer, put the flyer up on our website, take2show.com. Just click on the tab, Where is Jerry and Debbie? And you'll see the flyer there. You could register. Please drive in, and we'd love to meet you and spend the weekend with you. And we also have this weekend, Jerry, a fantastic webinar coming up, Same-Sex Attraction and Life in the Church. Okay, and Avera Maria Santo is presenting, and Felicity Hefton, and I'm going to be presenting as well for this webinar, this 90-minute webinar. And we had signups all weekend long, Jerry, and it's happening this Saturday. I'm super excited about it, and Michael Birchfield put that up on take2show.com as well, or you can go on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. The flyer is there, or standtalltoday.com. You don't want to miss this. This is not just for those that are same-sex attracted. If you have anybody in your life, we're talking about relationships here, your children, your grandchildren, your coworkers, your friends, and they are same-sex attracted, you want to learn and grow with this webinar that Avera is going to be presenting. This is what she lives with, and she is in ministry to spread the word about living life to the fullest in the church, Jerry. Super exciting.
Should be good. I know we'll get a lot of signups between now and then. So again, you will find that on the take2show.com website. So we'd love to have you join us for that. And we'd be grateful if you would join us for the program here today. It's a Monday. We're getting underway. We had the, of course, the commemoration of the 20 years anniversary. Amazing. It's been 20 years since the September 11th attacks in 2001. We have the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross tomorrow. Feast of St. Francis is coming up very, very soon. So a lot of exciting things going on. And we just all want to live life, as Debbie said, to the fullest. And that includes, of course, and really centers around, in many ways, it revolves around our interpersonal relationships. So that's what we're talking about today. If you would like to enter the discussion, call 833-288-EWTN, and you can speak with Matt Gabensky, who's screening calls.
Jack and Johnette earlier, they were talking about pet peeves. And you know, that happens in relationships, you know, things that really can irritate you, annoy you about the other person. You maybe even your coworkers, your fellow parishioners, your friends, your family members, your spouse. And it, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what it means to really, you know, live in community and be fulfilled and content in our relationships. Let's really dive deep. Very quickly, though, we're going to need your help. Don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to make that phone call. We're talking to you, and you do not have to be Catholic to call in, because if you're listening right now, Jerry and I consider you part of the Take Two family. So step up, make your call, speak to Matt Kubinski. He's wonderful to talk to. He'll put you on hold. You get to listen live, and you'll just seamlessly come into the conversation like we were sitting in your living room, just chatting away about relationships, kind of solving the world. 833-288-3986. And you can ask us anything or comment or anything. Jerry and I are not experts on relationships, but we, you know, we've lived a combined life of how many years? Wow, like over 100 years.
Like 115, something like that.
That's a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
We're old.
Well, yeah. And you know what the reality of it is? You know, our interpersonal relationships, and some more than others, are what help us get to heaven. You know, we talk about, we see in the Bible where it says iron sharpens iron. You know, people of faith want to be, interacting with other people of faith and growing stronger in their relationship with God and with one another. Marriage is certainly so much under attack nowadays, but we want to do whatever we can to discuss with you if there's, issues going on with your relationship with your spouse, your kids. A lot of people have young people, kids and grandkids away from the church, and they're concerned about that. So it is all about relationships today. We have a couple of phone lines occupied, but still about two or three lines available for you to get in on right now at 833-288-3986.
Just received a message saying, could you repeat the Facebook page? It's real simple. Jerry and Debbie. Look for Jerry and Debbie, and you can like us on Facebook, and you'll see everything we're posting there as well for the webinars and the retreats. So, don't forget to like us on Facebook, because we like to journey together, right, Jerry? It's all about relationships.
Well, we like you guys. We hope you'd like us on Facebook. 833-288-3986. Diane is being screened right now, as are others. And you can get in on an open phone line right now. Talk about any relationship you want. 833-288-3986. We're so happy that you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hope you had a great weekend and your week is off to a good start here on this Monday. You can help our week be off to a better start by calling and participating in this conversation. We're talking all about relationships, any particular relationship you would like to talk about. Maybe inspire and encourage some people by sharing how you have really worked hard on relationships and they're all in pretty good shape in your life. Or maybe you've got one that needs a little tweaking. We can talk about that as well at 833-288-3986. And speaking of relationships, the people that we know and love, whether they're family, friends, coworkers, whatever, we like to give gifts and buy things for ourselves as well. And we encourage you to make your first stop for things like that. The EWTN Religious Catalog. It's your online destination for Catholic books, DVDs, rosaries, devotionals, holy reminders, and so much more. We want you to buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com today, and receive regular emails from the EWTN Religious Catalog. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay, we're talking, by the way, I love EWTNRC.com. I always visit on a regular basis, and I love the word free.
Yeah.
So I love that. I buy a lot of stuff to get stuff free. Okay, we have some open phone lines, so we really need you to fill those lines. Talking about relationships today, you can ask us anything. You can make comments. You can impart some just words of wisdom about relationships. Maybe you've been married for 50 plus years and you want to give us some, you know, tips on how to make our marriages thrive all those years, you could talk about your coworkers. Don't mention names, you know, respect that, or your parishioners, same thing. Anything. You can talk about the church. That's a relationship. Anything. Or talk about God, if you, you know, your relationship with Jesus. All about relationships today. 833-288-3986. Fill those last phone lines, and Diane got in first. Way to go, Diane, in North Central Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
you?
Can you hear me okay? Yes, perfectly.
You can hear me? Okay, great. So the relationship that I am most concerned about today is with my two of my three little sisters. The two of them are the ones that were settling my mother's estate. She died fairly recently, a few months ago, and two of them were powers of attorney and things like that, and they were calling the shots on the medical stuff, although we all participated in the decision making. And then two of us are the trustees for the financial and legal matters. And the two of them that are not the trustees, they think we're not getting enough money in the house sale, and they're really upset about it. And I don't know how to fix this. I've prayed about it. I've written them emails. We've worked the numbers. We've shown them how what we did was, we think, the most, using prudential judgment, the right thing to do. And they just think it should have been marketed completely differently, and they're really mad. I don't know. And then talking to my friends, they say a lot of estate planning stuff, this kind of stuff happens all the time, and it's nothing weird. So maybe for future people that are in this fix, I don't know, maybe you can help. Some general comments about these things that happen after parents die with adult kids.
Right. Well, Diane, let me share something with you. This actually hits kind of close to home. My mother passed away a little over a month ago. So I just want to, send my condolences to you and your family for the loss of your mother. And I don't know how often you listen to the show, but we have a book that we keep, a prayer book of the living Take-Two family and those that have gone on for their eternal rewards. And so we would feel so honored to add your mother's first name if you feel comfortable. But I put Diane and her whole family in the book. So, but let me just share something.
Yeah, that's probably good right there.
Okay, no problem. But let me just share something. I have many years in the insurance industry. My whole family is in the insurance industry. It's like, it's really interesting. And this comes off, this may come off very kind of cold, Diane, but I'm not trying to be cold. But when money is involved, you're going to see this kind of, these personalities that rise up that you've never really seen before in relationships. It's the oddest thing. And I know it may sound cold and I don't want it to come off that way, but money tends to do that to people. If there wasn't any money on the table, it wouldn't happen most of the time. But because there's money, for some reason, it's a trigger for so many people in whether they think they deserve it or it should have been spent differently or things should have been done differently with it. And so it happens. Here's the problem with it, Diane, is when the bigger the family is and the more people's the more cooks in the kitchen, if you will, okay, you have a lot of problems and a lot of hurt feelings. And like you said, you prayed about it, you wrote a letter about it. The best thing to do is to say, please, I'm begging you. I don't want this to break up the family. I don't want this to divide the family. Okay, mom would not have wanted this, and this is not worth it, because we have to carry on the legacy of our family, and we have to continue on as people of faith and journey, and not get into this bitterness and this discord. So I would say that's could help. But my heart goes out to you, because it happens all the time. I used to see it all the time, even when there's only like two siblings, okay, and as two sisters that have grown up together their whole entire life, and as soon as the last parent dies, they're fighting, and then you can see them going at it in the office, and they're just, and it's like, wow, I thought you guys were super close. And this is what happens sometimes. It's an unfortunate situation. I truly believe money is at the root of it, and that's what happens. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, I can't really add much to that. I mean, I was thinking of that scripture verse, you know, love of money is the root of all evil. And please don't misunderstand me, Diane. I'm not saying your sisters are doing anything evil or that they're evil. It's just that, you know, no amount of money can make a person happy, and it's unfortunate. Your situation is obviously not unique, but it's unfortunate the focus turns to the estate and the business side of things, the business matters, the financial matters, and all of this, instead of on the soul of the deceased. So we could promise you our prayers, Diane, and I think, you know, I'm sure you're praying really hard for this to not, like Debbie said, not to be a wedge to divide divide you from your siblings. So, you know, we'll definitely be praying for this situation, and God bless you for, you know, trying to juggle all of this, because you probably feel like you're caught right in the middle of a, you know, I don't know, a vice of some kind that's squeezing you. I don't know. So.
Right. Well, yeah. And there, you know, also old hurts come up, and people throw stuff in each other's face that happened 30 years ago, and you mm-hmm. know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, thanks for your input, and I will definitely continue to write the hopefully pacifying emails and try to get everything, you know, talk everybody off the ledge. So.
Yeah. And maybe just remind them in each email at the very bottom, let's stay together. Let's stay a family. Let's don't let this divide us, you know, just constantly remind them, because let me tell you, Diane, I come from one of six kids, and I was the youngest. I took care of my dad before he died, and then my mom for 11 years. And honestly, I did everything I possibly could do for my mother. Jerry could attest to that. He used to listen to me every single day. And it's never going to be good enough for my family. It's just the way families are. And you gotta sometimes just say, okay, what will be, you know, you can't let yourself get sick over it either.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Diane.
We'll keep on praying. We'll keep on praying. Yeah. Okay,
absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
God bless. 833-288-3986. Little slower for you. It's 833-288-3986. And we're going to continue with your phone calls. You're talking all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Following Diane is Amy in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, listening on WSFI. Hello, Amy. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a situation where I find myself very much distrusting the people in my place of employment. There is a situation, I'm an educator, and things are kind of heating up there anyway, but a particular child was having issues with the gender identity. Mm-hmm. And now, mind you, this child just was recently 9 years old, now they're 10. And so when I sought help through social work, through the school system, I was basically being, manipulated into following what I felt was morally incorrect. Not only that, this person, after we said we were going to move forward to develop policy, ran to my boss to get me written up and punished. So I'm supposed to meet with this particular person, and I'm not exactly sure on which way to go. I don't feel like anything that I said was making any sense to this particular person, and it's, in my opinion, not for the best of the students.
Okay, well, I'm just to be clear, Amy, this is really so much so unfortunately common nowadays, but you said you had a child having a gender identity issue who's 10 years old, and you wanted to get some kind of intervention for this child on behalf of the child. Is that kind of the gist of what you're saying?
Correct. And I would like for the child's parents to know. And I I reached out to other people who are in this field outside of the school and actually talked to a licensed clinician who said there's more issues here than just the gender issue, so maybe the parents might or should be involved in the process. However, that's not the law of the state at which I work, because the law in the state in which I work says that the child can assume any name and the parents don't need to be told.
Oh, my. Yeah, you know, see, this is the tragic thing is, you know, what do they say about, a child at school has to have, you know, her parents' permission to get an aspirin, but they can get an abortion without their parents knowing or something like that. So we've got a real problem on our hands here, and that is the breakdown, not just the breakdown of the family, but division within family. Satan is having a field day right now, and these poor kids are really the victims in this, because mm-hmm. this child doesn't probably just does not have a clue why, you know, he or she is having these particular feelings. Maybe they're reading about it, hearing about it. Maybe their friends are going through something like this. But wow, you know, we're going to pray, Amy, for this. This is God bless you, you know, for realizing what is right, what is true, what is God's design for the ones that He creates. And we'll definitely be praying for you and this conversation you have to have with this coworker. Debbie, I'm sure you've got something you can add to this.
Absolutely. We are going to pray, and we believe in the power of prayer, Amy. But you have your guardian angel with you going into this conversation. Ask your guardian angel to really illuminate your mind and to keep you standing in truth. And speak with one of the radio stations, Station of the Cross, their tagline is with clarity and charity. And it's so true. If we the truth will set you free. Stand in the truth and hold firm to that, I say, because that is what we have as what we know to be true. It's God's design, and you're aligning yourself with that. And Amy, I know it may be it could be unfortunate for the relationship you're going to have with your coworker, or even in the future of your work. But you know what? I do believe that if we stand in the truth now, there will be a benefit for us either here and eternity, or at least for eternity, which is great because eternity is forever. So we're going to be praying. Yeah, we're going to be praying with you and for you, Amy, and we're going to surround you, and we're going to ask all our go-to saints that we lean on. We're going to ask them to surround you to really give you the right words to kind of pierce through to people's, you know, their minds and their hearts and their souls. Everything's kind of closed off right now with people. It's strange. So does that work for you?
Yes, I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah. Okay, feel free to, you know, stay in touch, Amy. Keep us posted. The prayers will be going up, and will continue to go up, nonstop each and every day for this situation. So thank you, Amy, for your phone call. Yeah, we appreciate that. And again, God bless you for what you're doing. We're going to pray, you know, definitely that you have the grace. And as Debbie said, your guardian angel is with you to keep you strong in this.
That's right.
Thank you so much. And God bless your work here on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. We live in a tough world right now. It's tough. It's tough to hold on to our work and what we love to do and be productive in this world, because it's like you said, Jerry, Satan is just wreaking havoc all over the place in our workplaces, even in parish communities, in our homes. It's not good. Please, folks, say the Saint Michael prayer morning and evening. So important. And if you read anything on the internet that, you know, certain hierarchy of the church or whatever is saying, oh, you don't have to say all these prayers, you do. Say those prayers. Very important. Saint Michael prayer right now. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, absolutely. And we have to be praying for our young people, for families. I remember, Debbie, I'm sure you remember growing up, your parents were informed of everything. You know, if you did something at school, if you stepped out of line or something, you know, there was always this communication with parents about their kids and what they were going through and what they were doing. And boy, if you eliminate that, our kids are just sitting ducks, you know. They're easy prey for the evil one, so we need to be praying for them, absolutely. More of your calls coming up next on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
This is our today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So there's plenty of time for you to call in, but you got to hurry. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. And I just wanted to say back to Diane. Diane, lots of messages coming in saying they can totally relate to going through, you know, the estate brings out the worst in people. That was the message we got. And so I think it kind of confirmed some of the things we were saying. So prayers are around you, Diane, and of course, Amy as well. Jerry, where are we headed next?
We're going to go to Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, and talk to our good friend, Stan Tall Doug. Hey, Doug, thanks for being part of the program today. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, good to talk again. Yeah, the thing came to mind as far as relationships. I've always held on to one scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:56, and it talks about the power of sin is in the law. And that's, to me, the way I interpret that is, I mean, we're born to be free. We are, everybody, you know, cherishes their freedom. And when someone tries to put restrictions or pressure on us, I mean, we give pressure back. And it applies in so many things, you know, like, you know, the government trying to breathe down our neck, or as a kid, I wanted to go to a dance once. I asked Dad, why can't I go? He says, because I said so. And, you know, it's that whole freedom thing. And I heard an expression once that I kind of just remind myself, you know, how to approach things. You know, your kids, you know, you can't let them have free reign, but you try to put it in the context. You have a choice. This is the rule, and if you don't follow this rule, this is going to happen. You know, so you always put it in a choice rather than a pressure or a force stealing their freedom. And if you can imagine, say, Festus, if anyone remembers the old show, Gunsmoke, this is the expression that I remember. You got to treat people just like you do mules. Don't try to drive them. Just leave the gate open a mite and let them bust in. So that's my kind of ongoing perspective on how to deal with people. You always put it in, you have this choice. Even when we're praying to God, we don't demand and tempt God. We if this is your will, God. So That's what comes to mind.
Yeah, Doug, thanks for calling in and sharing that. You know, I'm reminded, I think I heard it said that it was St. Thomas Aquinas who said, you know, I can't remember how he put it, the last reason you should give somebody to do something is just because. You know, he says there are a lot of other ways to persuade people and to encourage them along, like you were saying, you know, with that mule, you know, just open up the gate. And I think this is one of the hardest things for all of us to discern and juggle and navigate in life. We want people to do the right thing, especially when it comes to our kids. And there have to be rules, and there have to be understandings that if the rules of the house are not observed, you know, there are going to be consequences for that. But all done in a loving, charitable way, and one that really tries to build up the children and build up other people rather than just kind of, you know, lowering the boom on them, I guess. Debbie, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And Doug, I like your perspective on this. I just, you know, my sister, who's probably listening right now, Marianne, she always constantly says this, and she oftentimes wants to call in the show and say, tell everybody it's all about choices, and then the consequences of those choices. Everything is a choice. And that is very, very true, because look at our God. He gave us this amazing gift of free will, and he's not going to infringe on that. He's not going to step on that. It's all about the choices we make. But here's the thing. We need clear voices in our heads. We need our guardian angels to illuminate our minds, because right now we're getting mixed messages. messages all over the place. Okay, look at what's happening. We just turn on the TV and look at these reality shows and all these crazy shows out there. People are filling their minds with that, or stuff on social media, or even we're hearing mixed messages from the leaders of the world, and even some in our church. Let's face it, and it's very, very it's very confusing, and so sometimes we don't make good choices. That's why we, as Catholic Christians, our role is to just live out our faith the best we know how, so we can be that role model for others, and then we can speak in truth with clarity and charity, and then let the person make their choices, and what will be, because that's part of the gift of free will. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head when you say we just got to live our faith. And it comes down to faith is caught more than it's taught. I mean, that so comes out in 1 Peter 3:15. Be ready with an answer for those who inquire of this hope. You haven't taught them anything, but they just see something in you, mm-hmm. and they catch this curiosity. What do you got? I want what you got. And that's the way we just offer the choice, and mm-hmm. we can influence their choice by our, living out our faith.
Right. Amen, Doug. Stand tall, Doug. You are amazing.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Have a blessed day.
Yep. You too.
Okay, great calls coming in today, as always, talking mm-hmm. all about relationships. We do this once a month on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Your turn to call in could be right now, because that frees up a phone line at 833-288-3986. And we thank Carlos in Fort Hood, Texas, for his patience. Welcome, Carlos. You are up next here on Take Two.
Hi, good morning, Jerry and Debbie.
Hello.
I'm calling. My wife is taking this journey to be a Catholic, be a strong Catholic. She got her sacrament when we were together of confirmation, mm-hmm. and I was proud of that. I've always been a very strong Catholic up until my mother passed away. Then that's when I kind of shied away from the church and my belief. And she's slowly brought me back into it, and mm-hmm. she's been very involved with the church. As of the last year, she's been going to Bible study. She's been going to religious studies, and she's getting the kids involved as well. Mm-hmm. And she talked to me about it yesterday, wishing that I was more supportive. And I guess my question is, how can I be more supportive, and what can I say to help her on this journey? Because she's brought me back into the church, because mm-hmm. I had completely stopped going to church until she started taking this journey again, and we started going again weekly. Just yesterday, we ended up getting our penance done. I went mm-hmm. So we can go ahead and continue with the journey. And I'm not sure what I can do to support her in this role that she's trying to take, or what can I say?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Carlos, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I wish all spouses would call up and say exactly what you just said. I want to be supportive. How do I do this? This is what my wife needs. And she brought me it back into the church. This is great for the family. The family is getting involved and living out their life in the church. Carlos, thank you. Here's some things that I learned in religious education for many, many years that it was feedback I got from families. Be interested, be focused, be very, completely absorbed in what she has to say and what she has to share about the faith. So maybe say to her, You don't have to give us her first name, but let's say you call her Honey. Okay. Say, Honey, what did you learn today? Could you impart that to me? I want to grow with you. I want to learn more with you and really take an interest in her spiritual growth, and you will grow along with her. And then, Carlos, when you feel comfortable, take some of the lead roles in this. Okay. Say to her, I want to go ahead and lead prayer tonight. I want to go ahead. Can you show me how to pray this the right way, or whatever? Whatever you need to do, you're in this together as a family, and first and foremost as husband and wife, and then the family. And Carlos, that is key, because here's what happens. Sometimes one of the spouses, when one is growing, you know, real fast, the other one feels left out. They don't know what to do, and they kind of step away. They step back. And it's not a good position. Step in, and you'll see you guys will fly together. The whole family will fly. It'll be wonderful. What do you think?
I completely agree, actually. She's been reading recently the Catechism of the Catholic Church by Pope John Paul II.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And I read this book over a decade ago, and I remember parts of it. And she started talking about it, and since I knew, like, the sections that she was speaking about, I kind of just, But it hit me to where I should be interested. Ask her questions on it. Mm-hmm. What did she learn? To where that would actually help show that I'm trying to grow with her.
Yep.
I was very involved with the church before my mom passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. I'm sorry about the loss of your mom. And I put you in our book, your whole family. So you're in our prayer book. But Carlos, that's the beauty of our faith. There's a movement to it. There's a growth. There's a journey. And your wife is on a beautiful path. Your family is headed for some great things. And I'm sure your mother probably is just beaming, okay? And just beaming in heaven over this, because this is wonderful. But, you know, sometimes we as Catholics, especially when we learn things at a young age and we drifted away, it is all new and fresh to us again. And so we should lean on each other to help, you know, continue that pilgrimage, if you will, that journey as Christians. I am so excited for you. I have to tell you, I feel the Holy Spirit on this one, Carlos. God has great things in store for you, your wife, and your kids. I am so thrilled. What do you think, Jerry?
I was just getting that same feeling. And, you know, Carlos, you know that in the Bible, I think it's in Mark's gospel in around chapter 10, you know, it talks about the two shall become one flesh. They're no longer two, but one flesh. Those aren't just pretty words. The church understands that in a very metaphysical way, that there is a union of husband and wife, that the two of you are supposed to be on the same page, and you have the graces of the sacrament. Okay, keep that in mind. You're both a Catholic. You have a sacramental marriage. Let that be the foundation that you build upon. And really, pray to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, show me, show my wife, show us where we go from here. Help me to be the best husband that I can be, the best support to her. Because really, you're supposed to help each other get to heaven. And it sounds like you both are really intent on doing that. So I think it's fantastic. I agree with Debbie. I think God has some really exciting things in store for you and your family.
Definitely. Yeah. Just yesterday, one of the readings, had said, you can have faith, but without works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you must have faith. You can have faith, but you must also have works. So I guess if I'm not being proactive with it as well with her in this journey, you know, I'm just a believer. God doesn't need more believers. He needs more people to do his work. He needs disciples. And
beautiful.
The priest put it like that yesterday, and it just hit me. And it was like, okay, I was supposed to be on duty, but then I got a message right before letting me know that okay, you're not on duty. Then I ended up going to Mass, thankfully, and you know, just the priest talking about this, like about how God doesn't need more believers. He has plenty of believers. He needs disciples doing his work. And that just hit me at that moment. It's like, so me just staying back, I was just a believer. God doesn't need that anymore. He wants me to go on this journey with my wife and continue on with her. and support her in every way, as well as being interactive. And just last week, it's been hitting me more and more, and I want to be more supportive. And I loved how Debbie put it, just asking what she learned today, because she is reading every day different related books, different books as well for her Bible study class, and I can learn from her at the same time.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Win-win all the way around. It is. I love it. Jerry, we'll share with Carlos what you typed over.
Well, just what you were saying, Carlos, I think it's in the book of James. I'd have to look to be sure, but it says be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, and that's exactly what you're saying right now. And I think if I were you, the first thing I would do after this phone call is get on my knees and thank God for a wife that you have, this beautiful bride of yours who is on this amazing journey. How many spouses are listening right now, Carlos and Debbie, who are saying, oh, I wish my spouse was on that same kind of on fire like that? I'd say just go with this, Carlos, ride the wave and see what happens, because you're going to be blessed beyond your imagination, I have a feeling.
Thank you, Carlos, very much.
God bless.
God bless you, Carlos.
Thank you. Keep in touch with us, okay? Yeah, keep in touch with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great call. Wow, that was wonderful. You could feel the Holy Spirit on that call. I have to share this, though, because it's one of my favorite shows, and you know that, Jerry, so very much. Mm-hmm. You were actually the original, founder and creator of Catholic Answers Live, which I absolutely love. And I think that it's still going strong all these years. So Catholic Answers Live tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Today on Catholic Answers, they will revisit some of the best moments in the show, with the first hour being Why Aren't You Religious with Trent Horn. I love that. And for the second hour, Carlo Broussard, he is amazing. Unequally Yoked. We're kind of touching upon that in some ways on this show. And so if you missed these shows in the past, no worries. It's your lucky day. Don't miss out on Catholic Answers this afternoon at 6 p.m. Eastern. And it's only on EWTN Radio, of course, the best place to find yourself through Christ. I love it. Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah, indeed. Back to your calls. Jeanette in Texas listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Jeanette. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I'm so happy that I heard that Carlos, yes, I wish my husband was like that. I'm calling this because my relation, it's about my relation with my husband. Since 3 years ago, we are going to celebrate our 30 this coming year, but he has been really away. And for 3 years, I have not heard from him that he loved me. I do say every day, I pray for him every day, and I feel sometimes that I have not been a good wife to him, so he can come back to church. He is not Catholic. I go to church. I love my church. And thank you to God and Mary. I have been patient just to wait. And I think my patience is kind of helping a little the relation, but I don't know. And it's kind of hard because I thought that I have a strong marriage, and every time I go to church and I see a couple, I was wishing that I will be like that, but my patience, and I try not to think negative, and I try to be positive, and just really hard to leave everything to God. Sometimes I feel really peace, especially when I pray at night, just God and I, or when I go to the adoration, but it's hard for me, and sure. I try not to show to my parents or his mom, but it's kind of hard not being somebody that you don't know what's going on, and more and more I think maybe he just lost his love for me, or I'm not sure, because sometimes he is okay, but other time he is really rude and really impatient. But the make it worse is because his job is away from where we live. So I go and visit him, and he comes back. I just came back from there, and it was an okay week, but it's hard, and really, really try to leave everything to God. And sometimes I feel that I'm losing him, but I know it's a cross I went to church on Sunday. Two of homilies, sermons was just perfect message mm-hmm. for me. And I said, okay, well, that's what I'm trying to do. But in the meantime, I don't feel support because right. I really don't want to talk to my parents about that,
right.
about this situation.
Well, right. But Jeanette, here's the thing. There's a lot of help out there, though. A lot of resources. There's CatholicCounselors.com. You can go there and get counseling. If you want to go for life coaching, we offer life coaching at StandTallToday.com. A lot of couples who are, and we have not just Catholic coaches, but we have Christian coaches for those that have spouses that aren't exactly in the Catholic Church. And so we work with couples who are married 2 years all the way up to, you know, 45, 50 years. So you're not alone. You're not alone. But here's the good things that you're doing for yourself. You're deepening your faith life. Okay. And where there is a hole in your heart where you're looking for your husband to fill with the I love yous, fill it with God. Fill it with God, okay, and deepen your relationship with your guardian angel so that you never feel alone. Jeanette, please hear me when I'm saying this and hear it so deeply. I hope it's going to hit your heart and your soul. I never feel alone ever because I had since as a small child. I developed a relationship with my guardian angel. Read the story of Padre Pio, who did the exact same thing, okay? When you develop your relationship with your guardian angel, you never feel alone. Even if you're in a relationship that has many kids and a spouse and a family, an extended family. So, Jeanette, I want that for you because in your tears, I can clearly hear, okay, as a sister in Christ, I can hear it, okay? You're hurting. Your heart's hurting. Fill it with God. That's what I would say. And you're doing it beautifully, but also tap into some resources to help with some skills and some coping skills because you're in a difficult position in your marriage and you want it to thrive and you don't want to feel like you're losing him, but you've also got to be able to be on a journey and both of you should be journeying closer to God. If you're not journeying closer to God together, then you're actually going backwards. And I don't want that for you. Jerry, did you want to add something?
Not much I can add to that, Jeanette, but I agree with what Debbie said, and that is it's really a season in your life right now for you to unite yourself as intimately as possible to Jesus. You know, give Jesus permission. It may sound odd, but give him permission to do whatever he wants within your marriage because your husband can be like Carlos's wife. He can be on fire, but it's going to happen through you. And I believe it was St. Catherine of Siena said, if you are what you should be, you can set the world on fire. So Jeanette, if you continue to be who you should be in your relationship with Jesus Christ, you may not set the entire world on fire, but that fire can transfer from you to your husband and he can be that on fire, beautiful man of God. We're going to pray for that. It may not happen right away, but you have to know, you know, God wants that way, way more than you do. And you obviously want it very, very much in your life. So what do you think about what either of us have said, Jeanette?
I like what Deb said that when I really pray so hard, I feel so much in peace that for seconds, even when I'm in church, I feel so much in peace just seconds, minutes, and I said, this is what I want so I can continue this fight because I made a promise 30 years ago and to God, and I do not want to break it. I do not want, and I pray for the Holy Spirit give me trying to continue. I pray for my husband every day. And this is happening. And I try to read a lot, Catholic Christian books to understand my ordeal. I found other people who were in the same situation, and they give me advices. But being him so away, he's not close to God. But I can tell you something. I have been doing catechism for 20 years, 25 years, and he always was support of that, and he's still support of that. Mm-hmm. That's something I always thank him for. It's never complained for me away on retreats or with the kids. And it's funny because every time we go to a trip, I bless myself, and he always asks me, you bless yourself, bless ourselves. We need to be blessed before the trip. So just those little things that make me hope, you know?
Sure.
And
sure.
But I think I'm going to listen to what Debbie said. I think I do speak with my talk to my guardian angel, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of times where he really protects me, you know, with it. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Right.
But I will do that because I know when I'm at deep pray, the peace just came in, and I said thank you. And then plus that, then my parents, they're getting sick and old, and so I have this fresh of that too to deal with it. And I just pray to God just to let me be what you want me to, but please let me know.
That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Perfect prayer. Yeah. And our prayers are with you, Jeanette. Keep in touch with us. You can email us if you need to talk more at take2@ewtn.com. You hear the music. We're going to get ready to close the show. But please, you're listening, folks, to about relationships. If you're married a couple years, all the way up to 50 years, and you're in the Texas area, join us for that marriage retreat. Just go to take2show.com. It's an in-person weekend retreat. We'd love to see you there. We want our marriages to thrive, not just survive, Jerry.
Yeah, sometimes our crosses can seem very, very heavy, and at times God can lighten them a little bit for us. Has that happened to you? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow on the program. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us. Amen.